הורה יקר, תודה על ההזדמנות הנהדרת הזו.
Dear Creator, thank you for this opportunity to be in the unity with the friends. Show us how to act in this new degree. Arrange our connection and grant us your guidance to overcome all obstacles.
עזור לנו לראות ולהרגיש את החברים כחשוב.
Help us see and feel the friends as important. May we raise the spirit of the friends and reveal your providence.
שפתחת את ליבנו.
Thank you for opening our hearts and giving us the strength to pray. Questions will be asked throughout the week.
The ways of the Lord are straight. In order to advance on the path and as straight as possible to the corrected state of each one that is prepared, we need directions, we need scrutinies, we need that there will be force in the drawing, and force of repulsion. Yes, a push from the back and pulling from the front, discernments from the side, that we are like in this space. And so thus we need directions, scrutinies. And in order to explain to us how they do so, Kabbalists wrote to us all sorts of advice.
בוא נקרא.
Let's read.
קטע מספר אחת. כי ישר.
Excerpt number one. The ways of the Creator of the Lord are straight.
ייכשלו בם.
Righteous will walk in them, and wrongdoers will stumble in them.
וכלול מכל ההבחנות.
Each thing in spirituality is incorporated of all the discernments, all the scrutinies. And so thus in each and every one of us there is the aspect of the righteous and the aspect of the wicked. We need to make an effort in all our discernments to bring them in the path of the righteous, meaning that they will be straight towards the Creator, towards the purpose of correction. And those discernments of ours that participate in this, they'd be called straight, righteous, and those that are still incapable of being corrected currently, they will be going through these checks and they will be called criminals. And so thus each time we'll sort and arrange what's in us from all our qualities, we'll arrange them which are righteous and which are criminal. And thus, to begin with, it's not clear where we're from, but by the Creator placing before us all sorts of conditions and tests, we can arrange, sort our qualities and divide them into righteous and criminals, wrongdoers, and thus we correct ourselves more and more until we reach the whole.
Again, excerpt number two. For the ways of the Lord are right, the righteous will walk in it, transgressors will stumble in it. This means that transgressors, those who are controlled by the vessels of reception, must fall and crouch under their load. when they come to that state. The righteous, however, those who are in the state of bestowal, are elevated by this, meaning by this they are imparted vessels of bestowal. Wicked should be interpreted as those whose heart is still not set in on obtaining vessels of bestowal. And righteous means those whose heart is already set on obtaining vessels of bestowing, but are as yet unable.
And both righteous and the wicked, they are still in vessels of reception. But wicked are those that still didn't decide that they need to go on to vessels of bestowal. And the righteous, although they're still not in vessels of bestowal, but that they want to go on to that. That's how it is. Read what's in the parentheses. Wicked should be interpreted as those whose heart is still not set on obtaining vessels of bestowal. And righteous means those whose heart is already set on obtaining vessels of bestowal, but are as yet unable, meaning according to their decision and not according to the state that they're already in.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот как раз насчет того, что вы сейчас объясняете вопрос. Мне достаточно...
Hello, Rav. Precisely on what you're explaining right now, I have a question. It's not enough to make the decision that from this point onwards I want to pursue the vessels of the soul. But the decision needs to be made in the heart. What else do I need to add?
I know.
The person decides that he is going to be righteous, meaning that he's going to bestow to everyone as much as possible, to bring everyone closer to bestow as much as possible, as much as he can, then according to his intention, he's already called righteous. That's it.
Просто здесь Бальслон в первом, ну, в первом отрывке, то, что мы читали.
Just...
Balasalam,
in the first and the second article, it is written that the righteous are those that walk on the straight path of the Creator, and the transgressors are constantly falling. And even if I would want to be a righteous, I still walk on as a transgressor.
It's not important that you fall and get up. 1,000 times a righteous will fall and get up. But your intention, the direction is entirely that after you fall and you don't know and where and you get up but you don't despair, you continue on the path. And nonetheless, you continue on the same path. You understand? Don't think that righteous is somebody who or traveling in some car or wagon and reaches the purpose of life directly. Rather, he simply constantly makes an effort all the time to straighten himself with the Creator. And thus it is called 1,000 times, a righteous will fall and get up again. He falls all the time. He is all the time looking for how to get up again, what direction, and that's how he's on the path. That's what's called straight are the ways of the Creator. Straight is called that you are constantly checking yourself and aiming yourself directly to the Creator. And each time, from each fall, all sorts of disappointments and confusions. Thus it is written, Many troubles for the righteous, and all from them the Creator saves them. Meaning those who want to get closer to the Creator, that thus he is called righteous, that he wants to justify the Creator on all of creation. He has many troubles, disturbances, and he's always in worry, in worries. And by this he scrutinizes all the generalities, all the disturbances he has along the path. By this he corrects everything and advances. This doesn't belong to one another. I need to turn to the friends in order to receive strengthening from them, because I am weak now, I am in a fall, and with the friends, I need to activate the prayer, the request, the demand to the Creator to strengthen the connection between me and the friends, to show the Creator that I want this, but I'm incapable. I demand his assistance. And after that he brings me closer to the friends, then I begin to feel more where I am. And already make an effort to reveal the Creator and the connection between us. So first of all, meaning I worry for the vessel, for the kli, and my connection with the friends. Afterwards, for the Creator that will be revealed in this connection as light, as the fulfilling, as the correcting us. And thus, like this, each time from connection from between the friends to the Creator, and this I'm closing the circle, closing the circuit.
Is this addressed to the friends and then together to the Creator? Does it need to come from a state where there is no strength at all, that he feels that, in short, that there is no strength?
There is no power, no force. That's very nice, that's good. That means you must request from the society, from the Creator, that you'll have forces. The worst thing is the state of apathy, that you don't want anything, that you're not missing anything, don't feel a lack in this, and then you sit and don't do anything, as if there's nothing to do. You feel it's not in your power to do anything.
I will say that the state of helplessness has increased, specifically after our afternoon lessons have started, and I'm not sure why, I can't explain it, but it feels that I'm in constant congress, I'm constantly chasing after everybody, and I'm not able to bridge the gap.
First of all, that's a good sensation and correct. And the best thing is if we operate from lack of time. It's written about that. That we're all the time lacking. And better than sitting and doing nothing. As if we have time and nothing to do. So continue like that. But all these lessons that we began, let's say 2 weeks ago, they're very important, and I recommend going over them more and more.
Can a prayer to the Creator come out before a person feels that he has completed 100%? And of the efforts that he is capable of.
Again?
Does a person need to feel that he's completed 100% of the efforts that he's capable of? Otherwise, he can't raise a prayer?
Let's say.
But you never are at the feeling that you've completed 100% of the efforts. You always feel like you can do more.
And then that stops you from asking, from requesting?
Yeah, let's say I missed an afternoon lesson. So without doing more effort to be at the afternoon lesson, and I feel like I don't have the strength to do the full 100%.
I don't know what to do. Like you're saying, let's say you're not in the afternoon lesson, but you can hear it later. But to miss it entirely, not to hear it, that's not good. It will be missing for you. You'll miss it.
This is just an example. The question is, can a true prayer come out if you still feel like you can do more yourself?
That depends on how much you have sorrow over this, that you weren't there, you didn't connect, that you didn't tie yourself to it. It all depends on the extent of sorrow, suffering, you could, or let's say the extent of a lack, deficiency. That's how we need to see the matters.
Should I be getting used to a certain automatic address to the Creator? Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Or
it's not important. Not important. You have a lack in your heart. You don't have a lack in your heart. Put on some alarm clock. The main thing is to all the time be in adhesion, in tendency to the Creator. Yeah, that I cannot correct them. Look what he writes. Wicked are those, meaning under the control of the vessels of bestowal, they must fall and crouch under their load when they come to that state. So people understand that they are still weak, and if there some state will come to them as that there was, that once again will be under the control of their ego in that same state. They're called wicked. Meaning, wicked here are people who understand how weak they are, how much they're incapable to stand up against their ego, how much they can be manipulated in every direction. And thus, they themselves call themselves wicked. That the will to receive can control them and manipulate them in every direction. That's it. But rather, he writes, the righteous, those who are in a state of bestowal, that are elevated by this, that were brought to them all sorts of failures, right? And they requested forces and participated, let's say, in lessons, all sorts of other means. The main thing is our lessons. The first part of the lesson. Of the morning lesson and the afternoon lesson. So whoever was privileged by this, they were imparted with vessels of bestowal, they are called righteous. But those and those are the same human beings, just before corrections and after correction. And also this, that he determines, that he sees, that he is wicked. That doesn't mean that he remains wicked, whether today, in the meantime, his state is like this. And then later on will come all sorts of new phenomena. And he will be able to request correction and overcome the wicked in him. And he'll be able to receive some illumination and will be able to be righteous. First of all, righteous in this, that he justifies what the Creator does to him. The Creator inserts the person into all sorts of failures, problems, disappointments, transgressions, and the person in the time that he does this, when he is in it, he feels that the Creator is doing this to him, and he cannot request, he cannot exit the state, and thus he calls himself wicked. And afterwards, he receives assistance, and he sees that already he can put up with those same states that he couldn't put up with them before. And then it's called that he raised himself to the degree of the righteous. And what's the difference between the wicked and the righteous? And this, that he justifies the Creator that did such states to him, that brought him the state of wicked and brought him to the degree of the righteous. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, caro Rav, grazie. Pregare al Borè di correggere i nostri cuori fa parte dello stato del giusto?
To pray to the Creator to correct the heart, is it a part of the righteous?
Ken. Vadai.
Yes, of course. That's already an advanced degree from the wicked that wants to turn into righteous.
E perché ci sono degli stati dove noi cadiamo e non chiediamo?
Why are there states in which we fall and we don't ask? And we try to continue without the help of the Creator.
Of course, there are many states that we want to exit our state, but we want on our own. There isn't in us yet. There isn't in us yet the push, the urge to turn to the Creator. We still don't feel the sufficient connection with Him in such a manner that we will request from Him. We still don't have this force of connection with the Creator, that we feel that we're dependent on Him, and we must turn to Him, and only from Him we can receive assistance. And that's the problem, that we need to work on this. That's it. There is no state that can be solved all at once. Rather, always we need to be in it and to connect from it to the Creator, to see how much we don't want it. And to connect with the friends, and to also see that we don't want or yes want. Each time, we need to go over all those same states that we're in, the person, with the group, and with the Creator, and how He scrutinizes everything and cooks everything until He reaches, in sum total, the force, intensity of connection that the Creator.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот практически вот как мне вот сейчас
practically
выбрать эти двух дорог?
Now at this very given moment, how can I choose in one of these paths to be a righteous or a transgressor?
The most correct is you're aimed at the Creator. You want to reveal Him as that same root, cause, that brings to you each and every state in your life. This that comes from above below. This is how you want to determine that you are tied to the Creator, and He from above below brings down to you each and every state that you are in. Now, what is dependent on you, that you, from your part, begin to awaken towards Him. And so you request from Him that He will show you how to correctly connect with the friends, in order that you will reveal, else, I would even say, in the center of the connection with them, that you will reveal Him, the Creator, and how you can bestow to Him, connect to Him through the group, that the group will direct you, will aim you, will be as a vessel from which you grasp the Creator and always am in adhesion with Him.
Так Интересно написано в этом отрывке, в предыдущем, во втором, что...
It's written in the second excerpt something very interesting, that the righteous are those whose heart is already set to obtain the vessels of bestowal, but are unable to.
Yes, because we're talking about people who still haven't yet attained the correct states, but are yearning to reach them.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот когда бывает тяжелое состояние, в разуме оправдать Творца.
Good morning, Rav. When there are difficult states, it's simple to cleave to the Creator, but in the heart, it's easy to reach a big sorrow, where you're unable to justify the Creator as a good that does good. The question, is it even possible at this degree to justify the Creator?
You cannot. But at the next degrees, the next states, yes. To exist, really. Vessels of bestowal is what saves us, what raises us above the vessels of reception. Really, if to feel only vessels of reception, then we will feel death. Thus, the Creator awakens in us again and again a bit of lights from vessels of bestowal. Against this, we see the lack of lights in vessels of reception. Although we're not really aware of all this, but we feel how much more and more we're in the dark world. There is before us, ahead of us, a period in the whole world, in the whole earth, that will begin to feel how much we are with everything that we've attained in technological development, scientific development, technology, as much as we suffer, just how much we're suffering, and that it's all from a lack of connection between human beings. There will be blows of cold, heat, famine, whatnot. And all from lack of connection between human beings. This we will need to feel soon. The whole world, everybody, doesn't matter where you live. And then we'll be able to understand that the connection between us, it's not that it brings us water and crops and all sorts of things that we're lacking. Rather, we'll feel that through the connection between us, we're inviting a blessing. We're inviting the upper force that He blesses us, connects us, advances us to good. He brings us abundance from above.
The person that is constantly in this.
I
think that we simply need to understand that a person will not live only on his bread. Meaning, that we're all dependent on one force that encompasses us, surrounds us, holds us, maintains us. And this that we are feeling suddenly that we're lacking, sun, water, crops, agriculture, all sorts of things for the whole world, suddenly pandemics, all sorts of troubles, that it all results from coming closer to the
lavin.
We need to come closer to the force of good and distance from the force of bad. And we need to grasp this. That how do we get closer to good and distance ourselves from the bad? Only by this, that we do it within ourselves, that we get closer to good, that we understand what is good, and distance ourselves from the bad. And thus, by this, that we will manipulate ourselves, turn ourselves around, more towards connection, more towards support, truly around the whole globe, then we'll begin to feel in such a manner how we can manage, like with a steering wheel in a car, that we'll be able to manage our life. And they will be clear. To continue what you said, to be in connection, blessing, will this connection be as a result of the upper force, or will it be through our effort? I don't think there really can be any connection that's driven by us. Maybe we can sweeten some things in some manner, but main thing that it comes from above. I wouldn't say it's by blows, not yet by blows, rather by revelations of the lack, deficiencies in connections between us. Because in sum total, what the Upper Providence wants to reveal is how much we're not connected sufficiently between us in order that the Upper Light can be revealed between us. The Upper Force, the Creator. The Creator is the result from the connection between us. As much as we are connected between us, then the Creator is revealed more. That's it. Thus the Creator is called come and see. By connection between us, by coming closer between us, we're building Him. Just like He says, you have made me. And if we don't connect, it's as if there's no Creator. There's nobody to turn to. We need to make an effort to connect, and to what we are making an effort to reveal in the connection between us, this mutual force of ours, that will be the Creator. And we turn to Him. You'll see. We're entering actions by nature, Elohim, Creator, Gematria, nature. We see actions that are very direct and aimed in a certain direction, and we'll need to understand Him and stand opposite Him, that He demands correct behavior of us, and we must answer. Respond.
So as you said, Bnei Baruch, our ability, our capability is only in sweetening.
We need to manage this entire process. We need to manage the whole path of correction, not just to be passive, present in it. We can manage more the left, more the right, connection between them, to explain to everyone what we're doing. We're really like a captain who's standing on the ship and he's yelling to all the shipmates what to do every moment. That's how we need to explain to all of humanity where we are and by what we can be saved from the blows and come closer to the safe shores that are calm and good for everyone.
Rabbi, if I can continue to ask about it, if somebody looks at the forecast and what people are saying right now, there is a lot of things that are being said, like poisonous rain and...
Sorry, what's so interesting is that there's no justification for this. It's simply happening. There's no reason, no cause, and thus... Seemingly. And thus we need to take this as development, that what is the reason? The reason is us, human beings, that they are in lack of balance. They're out of balance. And thus, we get the lack of balance also in nature, instead of vegetative and animate.
So exactly in this context, I want to ask, how do you see this perception that all we need to do is to change our relation between us and towards nature? How will it happen in the world, in the war, one against the other? Can you give us a little more detail on that?
I don't think it will bring us so much to war. I think we'll go through it rather more correctly and good. Because there's nobody here really to blame. Rather, everybody's at fault. All of humanity, you could say. You could say that maybe these nations are more at fault, these less. But of course, surely everyone here is in lack of balance. And I'm causing lack of balance to all of humanity and all of nature. But the main thing is that we'll all understand it. That we'll understand that the lack of balance that we've reached, it's from this, that from the side of nature, we're becoming more connected, more tied together. And we're seeing how it's happening, the connection between the countries and nations, not just in development and such things. Rather, we're becoming really closer to one another. But along with this, we're not connected correctly together. That we need nonetheless to be connected by this, let's say that we're connected by business, markets. That's not really for our benefit, because all that comes from intentions to benefit by competition. And thus it doesn't add to us a connection for our world. It only adds more revelation of the separation. Revelation of separation. And we don't grasp this. We think, look, the whole world, we're in business with one another, and we understand things more this way. No, no. It's bringing us only more separation. The attainment of separation. And thus, we need to explain to ourselves, connection between us must be revealed. The connection between us is, first of all, in mind, in sensations, feelings, that we're all tied, dependent on one another, that there is no person in the world who's absolved from the good connection throughout the world, that our entire future is entirely dependent on the extent that we are aware of the good connection between us. That will arrange everything for us, and nothing else. The strongest weaponry is the desire of man, because it's at the height of the Creator. The desire, if we will want to be connected, want to be balanced, want to be as one, that will feel the mutual dependency, then of course everything will work out.
Relation. It feels like a completely different relation, a connection that I have to feel with everyone, and everyone has to feel connected with everyone. That all of us together are as one humanity, one desire, one kli, searching for the single root. And if we are striving towards that as
so
every person needs to feel the whole world. That every person needs to begin to feel that he is the world, that the world is his.
Yeah, in whatever way it's possible, yes, they need to feel it. We need to feel it. And we are prepared for it. We are ready for it. I will tell you that people who are in the world, even the most rural, or wherever they all are prepared and ready to accept this idea that we all depend on one another. I feel that it's enough for us, the blows that we're receiving and feeling now, for everyone to be able to feel that he relies to something that only nature can help him.
So really, it's not so far from the heart and mind of the person today?
Not far. You know, through the stomach, through the health, through the kids, through all sorts of things that are close to a person, you can reach very fast to a state that a person understands that he's obligated to be connected with others to save himself and what's near.
Excerpt number 3. For the ways of the Lord are straight. The righteous walk in it, and the wicked fail in them. This means that precisely at this point, when a person comes to a resolution, that it is not within man's power to obtain vessels of bestowal, because he sees that not a single organ in his body agrees to this. Now, he has arrived at the point of truth. Now, he should make an honest prayer for the Creator to help him. Certainly, he will receive the help from the Creator, who sits and waits for man to give him the kli, give him the vessel, meaning the need for it. And it is precisely here that a person escapes from that state. Precisely here is where the help can come to him. And yet he escapes the campaign. And for this reason, he is called a criminal, a transgressor.
Meaning, who is the criminal here, Rabash tells us? Whoever isn't asking clearly from the Creator that he needs help, that he cleaves himself only for the help of the Creator. And in that, he is called a criminal.
באותו מקום שצדיקים ילכו, היינו שמקבלים עלייה בדרגה, ממש באותו מקום פושעים
יקרו. The righteous does not despair because specifically now he is rewarded with vessels of bestowal. It follows that in the same place where the righteous walk, meaning receive and ascend in degree, in that very same place the wicked fail. Precisely in this place where they should receive help, they fail and escape the campaign. It follows
from all the above that man should ask the Creator's giving, meaning that the Creator will give him as a gift the vessels of reception, just as he has given him the kli called will to receive.
This is precisely the same point where we are able to receive the vessels of bestowal. Yes, we're able to enter spirituality. Precisely.
Доброе утро. Такой вопрос. А вот эта молитва, она является осознанной? Человек в состоянии падения может объяснить это состояние?
This prayer, is it in a conscious manner that a person scrutinizes his descent and reach that?
Maybe yes, and maybe no. But it's possible that even if he doesn't feel and not quite needs the help and isn't quite sure of who to turn to and what to ask for, if he connects to the friends in this way, as we see in many cases in our life, that we are arranged in such a way that we follow others, and by joining others, we also are included and receive what we are due. And in many cases, in many situations in life, we're not sure what to do, but we do however others are doing. And this is because we aren't managing life. And this is how we're turned. Ear towards the Creator, to give to the Creator. First of all, we need to try to tie ourselves from our end to Him, at least egoistically. We have to receive help. We have to receive knowledge, explanation. Who are we? Where are we? Why? And so on. That's why, first of all, we have to develop ties, connection, at least egoistically. This is what we need. And I'm talking about us. Not to be confused with the connections that are developed in humanity, where they pray and do sort of other traditions. This is our correction. And we have no choice. We want to come closer to the Creator because it's going to be good. Let's be straight. We're egoistic. We want it to be good. This is our first grasp of the Creator. And then there is we have to ask of the Creator to do upon us whatever is necessary. Whatever is necessary. We are in a group and we are all asking. It doesn't have to be that we're like kids in kindergarten sitting around the circle holding hands and ask, but we are all asking something similar for one another, that we ask for the Creator to connect us in the way that we're able to bestow to one another, to feel how much we're connected to one another, and day by day for this feeling to grow, and for me to feel how I really disappear within the friends. And entirely, in my entirety, I enter them and disappear there. Just disappear. You connect with them so much that I don't feel a difference between myself and them. And to that point, I want to come. If I come to that point, there I feel the Creator. And this is where I need help. Connection. Connection.
It seems to be like in freedom. Because if I melt inside the friends, and if I come out of my own sensation of pain and pleasure, so I am free. Right?
Ken.
Yes, but I'm not asking to become free egoistically. I am free because I get rid of the ego, of my ego, and I serve them as much as they need me. And I act only on their desire. This is called to be free. Yes, and then as we are inside friends, we begin to feel the spiritual vessel, and it's no longer me, rather it's 10 sefirot that are able to be filled with the upper light, and in such a way we begin to work with the Creator. To the degree that we are together, all of us, begin to identify with him. We from the side of the vessel and him from the side of the light. And as much as we're able to be dependent, connected, supporting one another, the partsuf of Esser, of the ten sefirot, in the reception of the light in order to bestow. Everything is expressed in the partsuf, us towards the Creator and the Creator to us. And in the partsuf, we meet and fulfill one another.
I don't feel myself as higher. It's just the ego is telling me that thing. The only thing I want to ask is, what can I do? What can I do? Because I feel that this is what I'm struggling with. You understand what I mean?
That I understand well. These things I understand well, how the ego works on us. What do I need to do? To ask, to pray. There is nothing you can do other than asking of the Creator to help you see yourself that you are really the lowest of all, the smallest of all, depending on all. This is the true state that the Kabbalists are telling us about. To the degree that they rise on the levels of attainment of the Creator, they feel themselves also towards their students and towards their friends, towards everybody. They feel themselves lowly, zero. Zeros, like Rabash writes, constantly depict to themselves that they are zero towards others, but in the group, only in the group.
So where is the zero, actually?
This zero is you, that you ask of the Creator, that He help you see your...
passage from being wicked to righteous.
Continue to turn to the Creator all the time. Develop more and more a conversation and address to Him and see how it takes you from one state to another, from active to passive, from revelation of the good to the revelation of the evil. And this is how you advance. Try, but only in constant
hold on, grasp everyone to this.
Very difficult. Many, many times in the 45 years that I am studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, I see how much a person exists in the doorway to where he is transitioning to the spiritual world, and he falls and returns to the corporeal life like the rest of the people. And it happens at the last moment, where all he has to do is just take one step forward. And here in this last test, he leaves and he turns away and leaves. What do we need to do? Just hold one another. Hold on to one another. And in this way, we'll...
Тут еще есть много вопросов, но я последний спрошу, если можно.
Да-да.
Вот
maybe one last question.
Полного такого падения.
Once again, the state of complete fall.
Чтобы молиться, нужно оправдывать Творца. Или
what comes first?
Нужно молиться.
We need to pray to justify the Creator. I need to justify the Creator. I need to pray.
Гамзе ве гамзе.
Both. that and this. You need to have time for this and time for that.
Каждый раз в этом процессе видно, что просто, ну вот если он дал оправдывать, дал молиться, так я молюсь, отключил сознание.
Each time the process is clear, right? If he's given us the opportunity to justify him or to pray, and we do it, otherwise just disconnected and asking myself, where's the overcome?
This is from the side of the Creator. This is what you get from him, it's one side. And you wanting to rise to him.
Again, excerpt 4. One cannot exit self-love by himself. Rather, only the Creator himself can help him.
This we need to remember and not forget, that we are unable to rise above our ego, and only the Creator needs to do that. Which is why the success is as much as the Creator is able to help. So as much as I can ask, demand for the Creator to help me to rise above my ego. Yes?
This is not a matter of understanding, but a matter of feeling. It is as it is written in Psalms, if the Lord does not build the house, they who built it labored in it in vain. It follows that one should believe that all the twists and turns that have brought him to his current state, or so he would have the ability to give an honest prayer from the bottom of the heart. However, as the way of the evil inclination, it brings man opposite view. So, where one has the opportunity to ask the Creator from the bottom of the heart, with all his heart and spirit, meaning when the mind and heart have come to a decision that now only the Creator can help him, because now he can pray a true prayer, then the evil inclination comes and brings him to despair, as the spies argue. On this we can say, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous walk in them, and the wicked fail in them.
Meaning, despite us receiving blows, obstacles, disappointments, disrespect, all the things that we feel on the way need to bring us only to turning to the Creator, to addressing the Creator, from which we can help, and we can ask for the help, the advancement, the progress in spirituality, not to correct the obstacles that yell at us and talk to us, talk about us, diminish us. This is actually good. This is for us not to get closer and to people and circles that we don't have any connection with. And we would be able to be confused with them and lose the entire way. The Creator guards us this way. It is written in many excerpts. Rather, we need one thing: to have the opportunity to turn to the Creator to help rise above all the obstacles. And that's it. That we are unable to exit our ego. Hence, it acts on us, influences us, everything that happens around us. But in essence, our purpose, our goal is to rise above and reach the Creator. And this is what helps us. And so it is written, if the Creator doesn't build the house, you will not be able to build it. A house, a bayit, is called a house of bestowal.
A very simple one. I'm asking for connection between me and the friends, and then connection between us, between this group and the Creator. That's it. Without starting to scrutinize all the things that we have or don't have or lacking, and so on, so forth. But only connection between us and with the Creator.
Santiago.
Amado Rav, ¿cómo unifico mi corazón y mente para que se convierta?
Beloved Rav, how do I bring together the mind and heart so they become one complete prayer?
If you think about the one goal, you imagine this goal with a single picture, you have no problem. You want to reach what you're depicting for yourself. If you are speaking to the friends, you establish between you the future form you wish to be in internally, emotionally. Then you ask for it, and that's how you get there. Latin 5.
Shalom Rab. La pregunta es igual a la del amigo que acaba de preguntar. ¿Cómo lograr rápidamente?
It's a similar question to the friend who just asked. How do we quickly attain that? That the mind and the heart will recognize there is none else besides Him, that it all comes from Him.
Yes, depends on everyone's efforts.
If
in the group you try more and more to be inside, to be inside the group, inside the connection, then it will happen. It will happen.
Is taken from the person.
There's no such thing that there is some power in a person. The Creator gives him the power. With this power, He also gives him all the questions and problems. Everything the Creator gives, and the Creator twists everything inside a person. The person is merely a vessel. It's like a cup, and inside this cup or this pot, the Creator cooks what He needs to cook. So nothing depends on the person except for the person to ask the Creator the direction He wishes to reach. That's it. So try to think about it and ask, turn to the Creator and ask for the state you wish to reach.
From Mach 27, if I ask the Creator to give me the intention to bestow, then am I wicked or righteous?
If I'm asking for the intention to bestow, then I wish to be righteous.
From Mach 19, what does it mean that the Creator's path is straight?
Because they straighten the person on the way to the end of correction.
PT 37, how can a 10 receive discernments about whether the prayer they raise is a correct prayer and not an egoistic prayer?
Slowly, even an egoistic prayer is gradually getting corrected from above. We raise to the Creator all of our desires. They all rise to the Creator, even when we don't turn to Him. But if we turn to Him and we ask for something incorrect, Nevertheless, he corrects us. He teaches us, he corrects us.
Latin 7,
the Creator loves us, so why doesn't He help the person who stands at the threshold of spirituality and leaves him to fall into this world again?
No, He's giving us all the possibilities. He doesn't leave a person. The question is, the person typically doesn't want to add in exertion. He doesn't try to be with the friends. He's constantly full of criticism about the path. He does not participate in teaching others, being together with them. He remains an egoist throughout the entire path, and he thinks only of himself. In this way, he keeps moving farther away from others, even if he doesn't feel it, until he's thrown out.
Ken.
Last question from Ashkelon 2. What depends on us as a 10, and what does depend on the Creator?
On us in the 10 depends how much we hold each other together, how much we try to turn to the Creator, each one from his heart, and to raise our man, as we call it. This depends on us. Man means that, not that each and everyone raises his own deficiency. This is a very slow path for correction. Rather, as much as we pray together, this is called a prayer of many, a prayer in public, and we raise it to the Creator. This is called raising man. But each one should find what's missing in his heart relative to the connection with others, and in this way, each one of us and all of us together raise those things to the Creator. If you can't do it, take the social articles by Rabash and read them together. This will be a true prayer.
We barely talk about it, but you also mentioned about yourself that what saved you is that you always had some role in dissemination. You always did something and you never let it go.
At least I wrote. I used to write many books. I used to go to the radio to give talks. I would appear before different audiences. I would give lessons.
We barely talk about it in the last few years. We're very focused inside the 10, and we barely talk about the importance of dissemination. Why? It seems trivial. It seems self-explanatory. It's part of our life, but it's not, because if you don't raise the importance of something, then you let it go, and then when a person falls, he has nothing to hold on to, because he doesn't have a role in dissemination that he's committed to.
You want me to start taking care of it again?
No, not that you will do it, but how do we raise this importance all the time?
I don't know. There are people who are with me decades, and if they can't run this work in my place, I can't do anything. I'm already old. I don't have any strength left. I have the power and the desire to give lessons twice a day and do a few more things where I have to speak in between, talk to the content team, and so on and so forth, but not more than that. If you cannot wake up, then that's how the end will be. Shouldn't wait until the Creator gives up. He will not give up. He demands a deficiency for which he can give what he wants. Everything is ready. But if there's no deficiency, then what he wants to give will not be revealed.
Deficiency can come from dissemination or only from working in the ten.
No, no, it's not enough. Baal Sulam writes about it as well. Baal Sulam writes about it. The problem is that we are in the last generation and we must be in the general dissemination. We must take care of the correction of the world. And the main thing is the correction of the world.
Moscow 8. What does it mean that the Creator builds the house?
He connects us between us in order to build the complete vessel called the house.
From women Hebrew, when will the Creator agree to build our house?
The Creator will build the house for us when we have a deficiency for it. And I guess women do not want to connect between them enough for this to be built.
Weststein and Moscow. West 2 and Moscow. What does it mean, wicked and righteous? Is it about the same, that the two in the same person?
Yes, it's two in the same person. As much as we wish to connect, we are righteous, and when we don't want it, when it's already time for us to want it, against your balance.
Latin 13. How can I run the dialogue with the Creator?
Simply. Turn to him, talk to him, and ask. You need to imagine that he is listening.
You say 3, following that. What exactly do we need to ask the Creator to unite us, to correct us? What's the right request?
What should we ask for? Only connection between the friends, and from within the friends turn to the Creator. This is the safest, surest request.
Germany. How to obtain the deficiency for vessels of bestowal? Our ego hides the right deficiency from us.
No, if we are together in connection between us, then this deficiency passes from one to another and it connects between all of us, and we have enough, we have plenty of deficiency to, with which to turn to the The best thing is not to ask for more or less of something from the Creator in his attitude towards us, but rather ask about our vessel to be more and more connected between us. And then we'll always feel the attitude of the Creator correctly.
So how to cope with this power of shame?
It too will disappear when we connect. Everything is solved in connection. I wish to be in connection. That's what I'm asking for. And inside this connection, I don't have to be afraid of anything. I don't have to ask about anything. Only to be in greater and greater connection.
Yes, headline, given permission. I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I've been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I too have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the disciples before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would have caused much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet, the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I've been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, and so forth. But his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Ken.
Which is the generation that is ready to rise to a higher degree, and that is why Baal Sulam was given permission from above to disclose the wisdom of Kabbalah to the generation.